What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland art gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.
Alrighty, on today's instalment of What's Cooking, we have Mr. Muraki in the studio.
Good afternoon. Hey.
How's it going?
I'm good, bro. How you doing?
I'm good. We're just enjoying a bottle of Scrumpy right now, courtesy of the Beacon Lounge.
Yes. Yeah, cheers, man.
Yeah, cheers. Cheers to that. So we just seen you on Triple J really recently. That's bloody awesome. Mm-hmm. How's that feel to have that out there?
Thanks, bro. Yeah, it was dope. I don't know. I wanted to do one of those Leica versions for a long time, I was 13 or something. So it was pretty surreal experience just being in there
doing it.
It's kind of weird, eh? It looks exactly the same.
Really?
As the videos do.
Yeah. It's like you were there.
Yeah, yeah, you're like there and you're like, oh man, these red panels just look identical. Yeah.
So do they just get you into a studio and they say, oh, you're going to pick a song and you do a cover of a song and then you do one of your songs? Is that?
Yeah, pretty much. I was going over for a few shows and about 2 days before I left, they were like, oh, Triple J's on. Like, you gotta, it's time to go. And I was like, oh, fuck. You know, like, that's pretty, you gotta, luckily on the day that I found out, I was already upstairs kind of just like, I don't know, lollygagging around on some online Logic or something. And so I had a bit of time to think of like a song and stuff and kind of demo something up and then like called the band. And I was like, yo, we're on. Like, and then... Yeah, we had like an hour practice or something and then went to Sydney, had like a bigger practice with a bigger band and then went in. Yeah, so it wasn't a lot of time to like overthink it, which I think was a good thing.
Yeah, because you can easily think, oh my God, what do I pick?
And,
it needs to sound like this.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. I think the thing, I kind of got psyched out because, you know, Ray.
She did a Triple J.
She did a Triple J and she's like... I don't know, she's popping off right now, but she's got this like phenomenal voice, and she did one of birds flying high, you know how I feel. Feeling good,
yeah.
Oh my God. And she sung it so well.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's the one before me. And so it kind of psyched me out, and then I was like, oh, what song am I gonna do now?
Yeah.
You know, like I gotta, but I just, you know, after about a couple of hours, I was like, no, just hold your line, bro. It's going to be fine.
Hell yeah. And I saw one of your band members had a little BFM t-shirt on there.
Yeah, he did.
Was like so awesome to see.
Yeah. Ben was repping it. It was good.
Hell yeah. And how's your summer been? You've been sort of ganging around a lot the past summer, doing a few festivals and things like that.
Yeah, I just got back from Homegrown. That was fun.
Oh, how was that? Yeah, good.
It was nice, bro. Like, I like it down there. I've never been to the festival before. I really like Wellington, eh? And you know, the classic saying, and it was a stunner of a day, couldn't beat it, you know. So that was cool. There was a lot of mates and catching up and stuff backstage.
Awesome.
And stuff, so it was a good vibe. I went to Aussie, like I was saying before. Played in Fed Square, which was kind of cool, in Melbourne.
Awesome.
For like Sounds of Aotearoa.
Yeah.
And that was a bit of a vibe.
Great.
It's been pretty kind of cruisy, but also like busy at the same time.
Now you've picked some songs for us to share. I got them on the computer here if you want to look what ones you picked.
Yeah. Yeah, I mentioned for me to remember.
That's the only thing you got to remember.
Tanya Marie.
How come you like this one?
I found this on Instagram the other day.
Oh,
it was just, I was just kind of scrolling around and like she was phenomenal, man. I just like looked at it, like the band was just like grooving in this video and she was singing and playing the piano and kind of like doing that like George Benson thing where she's like singing with the notes and playing it all. It was just dope.
Oh, wicked.
I don't know. So I was like, you know.
Sweet. Well, let's hit it.
into my life.
Right, that was Come With Me by Tanya Maria. Great, great little song, that one.
Yeah, it's funky, eh?
Yeah, wow. Instagram, eh? Just what you
find. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. That's the one positive thing I've got out of being slightly addicted to my phone for the past couple of weeks.
You find things.
Yeah,
you
I have found, you know.
Yeah, a few things.
One good tune.
Yeah. Out of so many.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but you got some of your own music out. at the moment.
Is I
that?
Do, yeah.
Yeah. When did that come out? An EP, was it?
So, yeah, an EP. I dropped an EP called Time Zones about, was it a week and a half ago? Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. And what was it like making that? Is sort of how long was that process to make this latest EP?
It was pretty short, like yeah. in comparison to the other EPs I've done in the past. I took three songs with me. Like I'd written, so I'd been doing a lot of writing over, you know, maybe like a year, and then out of I don't know, the bunch, I had like three songs, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna go, like I really want to go and work with this guy Dave Hammer.
Yep.
So I went over to the States, spent like 2 weeks with him. We just kind of locked ourselves in a room for like 11 days, and then, you know, wrote the bulk of the EP there, finished off the other three. So it was, you know, it was pretty swift. Like, yeah, most of it was done in that that 2 weeks. And then, you know, obviously we had to finish off the tracks like afterwards. Like, so we probably did a few sessions. He came back to New Zealand for a little bit, and then we did a few Zooms, and it was done. Oh, yeah,
that's a good. That's how you know it's like, you know, a decent job. You just, it's like easy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was like, I don't know. It was really nice. Like the last one I did was not like that at all. So I think it was very refreshing, and I didn't have to overthink the whole thing. I was just kind of stoked about the whole, what we were doing.
In and out. Yeah. And I guess it's like that Triple J thing, you know, you sort of just don't have much time, or you don't spend much time on it.
Exactly. You know, like I think just enjoying the process and not having to like overthink. I don't know. Like for some reason on the last EP, I was like, I've got to come up with this big concept of like, you know, something weird. And you kind of just shoot yourself in the foot.
Yeah.
You
end up with a bit of pressure on yourself.
Yeah, yeah. I just ended up with, you know, like it was all right, but it's not my best work, you know, I don't think so. But the with this one, it was kind of just like, we're just going to do it and finish the song. And you're like, oh, well, a couple more days of production. Yeah. Sweet.
How many songs is on this EP?
Seven tracks.
Seven tracks.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I was pretty stoked. There's like, it's a nice time. There's all sorts of different vibes on there.
Yeah. Now you've picked another track, Nick Hakim, Happen.
Yes.
Tell us how you've come to listen to this song.
Well, I've been a big fan of Nick Hakim for a while. He's like, he released an album way back called Green Twins. And around that time, that's kind of like when I discovered him on Colors, actually. Colors Berlin, you know, the YouTube series.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, I just watched that, and he was singing this song called Roller Skates, and then that kind of got me into like, I don't know, just recording stuff, you know, and like that was around the time where I was like, you know, doing a lot of like cloak based stuff and like doing home DIY stuff, you know, on GarageBand. So I found it real inspiring. But yeah, he released this album recently, and this was one of my favorite tracks off it. So awesome. I was like, yeah, it's kind of cool.
Happened by Nick Hakim. If you're just tuning in, we've got Muraki here in the studio, just sitting down, having a scrumpy, having a chat for our What's Cooking. So you've got a show coming up at Galatos, is that right? Is that correct?
I do, yes.
With
Juju Lips, yeah, she's going to be opening.
Wicked.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, right? It's on the 19th of April. So
mean.
Yeah, I haven't played in Auckland for a while, it feels like.
Yeah, and Galatos as well. It's such a classic venue to play.
Yeah, I've never played there either. So the last one I did, I think, was at the Hollywood. And that was cool, but I feel like it's just like, you know, it's a little far away.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. I really love the venue, but like, you know.
It's not like being on K Road.
Nah, you know, I feel like you can come to the show, and then if you want to go and like get on the piss afterwards, something, you know, continue your night.
Exactly.
Instead of, you know, sometimes being stranded out in Avondale for a little bit. It's like, oh, where do I have to go after this? You know,
got to Uber back.
You got to Uber back, yeah. Mm. So, I thought, but, you know, I still do love the Hollywood.
Yeah. It was really big nice. Time. Great venue.
Yeah.
And so have you got any other sort of tour plans lined up for this EP overseas or throughout New Zealand?
Not currently, yeah. I'm going... moving to Germany next month.
Are you?
Yeah, so there won't be anything around here for a while.
Yeah. In Berlin, is that you?
Berlin, yeah.
Wicked.
Yeah, so I'm going to be there for, I don't know, indefinitely. So I'll be, these are kind of, I'm playing here and in Wellington.
Yeah.
I'm playing in Wellington on the 13th of April, I believe.
Right.
At San Fran. So those are the only two shows I've got left before I dip.
Wow. What spurred on the Germany move? Is that just you sort of always wanted to go?
Well, my partner's from Germany.
Oh,
that
right.
was, you know, one thing. And then recently I've been kind of had an itch just to go somewhere else, you know. I've been like, I think it's time for me to like move on. I've been living up in Auckland for the past 2 years and I'm just kind of like ready to move on. So
a lot of people in their 20s are making that move to Europe, I've noticed.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm just jumping on the bandwagon.
Yeah. Oh my God. All my flatmates, I've got about six of them and they're all moving to Europe.
Oh, really?
As well. So.
Yeah. Well,
There'll be a lot of Kiwis over there.
Which I think is going to be nice. I also think, you know, a lot of friends and heaps of people just travel there every summer, you know. And I think it's going to be kind of nice for me to be the person that they come and like they crash on the couch or something.
Yeah,
you know,
big where, time.
Like, it would be nice to get visits and stuff.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Hopefully. Please, people, visit me.
Please visit me.
Yeah. Now you've got a Kendrick Lamar song that you've picked. Mm-hmm. Next, How Much a Dollar Cost.
Yeah.
Just a big fan of Kendrick.
Bro, I love Kendrick.
Yeah.
I think he's dope, especially this album.
Hell yeah.
To Pimp a Butterfly album is just like, when that came out, I mean, listening to it up until now.
Yeah.
I think it's been very, for me, I found it pretty, it's inspiring.
Inspiring.
It's an inspiring record.
Right? Yeah. 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 Holy cake. And do you listen, when you're making music, do you draw a lot of inspiration from what you grew up on or what you're listening on now, a bit of both?
I don't know. I think all of it kind of finds its way in there somehow, you know.
I guess you're never consciously thinking about, you know.
Yeah. I think probably the oldest, like the stuff that I listened to back like a while ago, probably is like, it's like subconscious stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So you're like, it probably finds its way into the music more than like stuff I'm listening to currently. But I don't know. You never really know. I think it's just, you just got to do it and see what happens and then, I don't know. Then you can make the comparison, I guess.
For sure. For sure. All right. How much a dollar cost? Kendrick Lamar.
Really cost. The question is detrimental, paralyzing my thoughts. Parasites in my stomach keep me with a gut feeling, y'all. Gotta see how I'm chilling once I park this luxury car. Hopping out, feeling big as Mutombo. 20 on pump 6, Tony Marcellus called me Dumbo. 20 years ago, can't forget. Now I can lend him my era too. How to stack these residuals tenfold. The liberal concept that men do. 2006, he didn't hear me. Indigenous African only spoke Zulu. My American tongue was leery. Walked out the gas station, a homeless man with a sandy tan complexion asked me for 10 rand. Stressing about dry land, deep water, powder blue skies that crack open. A piece of crack that he wanted. I knew he was smoking. He begged and pleaded. Asked me to feed him twice. I didn't believe it. Told him beat it. Contributing money just for his pipe. I couldn't see it. He said, my son, temptation is one thing that I've defeated. Listen to me, I want a single bill from you. Nothing less, nothing more. I told him I didn't have it, then closed my door. Tell me how much a dollar cost. It's more to feed your mind. What a son in love. The one you love. All you need that you bring. He's staring at me in disbelief. Staring at me, I grabbed my key. Staring at me, I started the car, then I tried to leave. But something told me to keep it in park until I could see the reason why he was mad at a stranger. Like I was supposed to save him. Like I'm the reason he homeless and asking me for a favor. He's staring at me, his eyes follow me with no laser. He's staring at me, I noticed that his stare is contagious. Cause now I'm staring back at him, feeling some type of disrespect. If I could throw a bat at him, he'd be aiming at his neck. I never understood someone begging for goods, asking for handouts, taking it if they could. And this particular person just had it down pack, staring at me for the longest until he finally asked, have you ever opened up Exodus 14? A humble man is all that we ever need. Tell me how much a dollar cost. Tripping and feeling resentment. I never met a transient that demanded attention. It got me frustrated, indecisive, and power tripping. Sour emotions got me looking at the universe different. I should distance myself. I should keep it relentless. My selfishness is what got me here. Who the fuck I'm kidding? So I'ma tell you like I told the last bum. Crumbs and pennies, I need all of mine. And I recognize this type of panhandling all the time. I got better judgment. I know when niggas hustling. Keep in mind, when I was struggling, I did compromise. Now I comprehend. I smell grandpa's old medicine reeking from your skin.
skin, moonshine and gin. Nigga, you're babbling, your words ain't flattering. I'm imagining Denzel, but looking at O'Neal. Cause I'm in sad thrills, your gimmick is mediocre. The jig is up, I seen you from a mile away, losing focus. And I'm insensitive, and I lack empathy. He looked at me and said, your potential is bittersweet. I looked at him and said, every nickel is mine to keep. He looked at me and said, know the truth, it'll set you free. You're looking at the Messiah, the son of Jehovah, the higher power, the choir that spoke the word, the Holy Spirit, the nerve of Nazareth. And I tell you just how much a dollar cost. The price of happiness bought in heaven, embrace your loss. I am God. I washed my hands, I said my grace. What more do you want from me? Tears of a cloud, guess I'm not all what it's meant to be. Shades of gray will never change if I condone. Turn this page, help me change to right my wrong.
How much a dollar cost? Kendrick Lamar, just one of our picks from Mr. Meraki himself. That pretty much gives us all the time for the segment. Of course, we're going to have one of our wild card questions at the end. Meraki, do you think aliens exist? Is that something you've sort of looked into?
Well, what's an describe an alien?
An alien. Well, you know, there's a lot of different things that could be aliens, but I would say that, all those videos that have been declassified by the Pentagon. Have you seen those? Those Tic Tacs? Floating Tic Tacs?
No, you haven't seen that.
Oh, you got to watch them. Okay. I am guaranteed, that's really great evidence for aliens, I would say.
Okay, yeah.
I'm a firm believer.
You're a firm believer. I don't think I've ever really cared enough to, have an opinion.
Okay, that's fair. You're not a UFO...
I reckon there's life. There definitely is life out there, you know?
For sure. The universe is way
too
big.
Some sort of organism, a planet. Yeah, maybe if it's not, as big as us, but...
No. Yeah, there's a lot of things to look into in the alien front, potential.
There's endless potential, I think my head will just pop if I keep thinking about it. It's one of those ones where you just, you end up into space.
Are we alone in the universe?
Yeah.
It's just too big of a question.
It's too big. The universe is...
Yeah. Hey, potential for a song right there, maybe,
Yeah.
Are we alone?
Are we alone?
Good song topics.
Oh, man, that's kind of deep, bro.
Yeah, that is really deep. Oh, well, thank you so much, Meraki, for coming in and having a chat. And you've got your show on the 19th of April at Galatos.
Correct.
And where can people grab tickets for that? Is it just Under the Radar or...?
Under the Radar, I believe. Maybe Moshtix.
Moshtix, one of those.
They can find it in the link in my bio on Instagram. That's as far as I go.
Oh, perfect.
What is it on? We're just finding a link. Oh, man, that's terrible.
Hey, that's all right. And you've got your EP out as well, which people should listen to. And this track, Bad Dreams, is this one of your tracks off your latest?
Yeah, so it's the first track off the EP. Oh, man, that's grumpy just got me. Burp, sorry.
It gets louder, yeah.
It's the first track. It's funky. It's kind of freaky. It's kind of funny topic, Bad Dreams. My partner was having a bit of a bad dream about me. And then, it was.
And then they get annoyed at you when you've done something bad in your dream.
In their dream. And I'm like, well, why don't you go back to sleep and tell them off?
Exactly.
It's not me,
No,
I thought it was quite a funny topic, so I wrote a song about it.
Oh, awesome. Well, thank you so much, and all the best for Berlin and your shows and everything.
Hey, thanks, bro.
All right, that's a bad dream. It's Meraki. You're on BFM.
Why'd you go closing your fears?
What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland Art Gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.